When was the long last time you had the shark adventure?
Well, right along to the Barnio. That place was dangerous. We was in there and went in there to take on oil, and we had a day and they were dropping birds in shallow water. And they let some swim over the side, providing they had a available rifle brigade to watch them. And they got in there and this shark was so bad that they had to come out. And we had a Filipino on there, was a cook. And he had, his home was in Manila. And I asked him, I said, how do you catch him thing? He said, well, you're going at it wrong. He said, you got to have an old orange crate. You put your bait on and let it hang below it. So he'll,
well, what are you getting part of it?
I had to make a hook.
What exactly did you explain about? What led to this first?
Well, we see them out there feeding around when it's done garbage and just tearing the water up, and I said to the funny boy, that's what catch one of them things. How? I said, well, I'll go into the seed shop and make a hook. So I took a quarter each rod, hit it, made me a hook, cut me a beard in with a chisel, and put it on an airplane cable with a clamp on it.
What was y'all doing
there? Well, we had them on there to drag in mines and stuff like that. We had a little bit of cable. And so I went down there and got a big piece of horse meat, old bloody horse, and put it on that hook. And that filthy boy.
Last time you know it was a turkey?
Well, it was either turkey or a piece of horse meat, but it was a piece of horse meat or either turkey. One of the two. And that filthy told me to take one of them old orange crates, some old tape there. And says, let them hang down a few feet up, just throw it over, let it go. So he'll get it. Well, we done that. His bitches ran out there for about an hour and one took it. That's the same what I had done. So I had to grab a shock on the back to see you after that. And I'm telling you, he was tearing that water up. And I got scared. I prayed he'd allow me to get out there and wind up running through, you see. But sometimes they skip. Come off hard to the captain and told him what to have there, and the captain come back, he got in left in it. Now, that's a fear left me. He told him to break out the rifle. And we got enough together there on that cable to start trying to put it in, you know, or to get a shot at it. They worked about a couple hours, finally got him up there close enough, they went to shoot him. And they shot him, that thing, and finally he turned up. That thing is around 14 foot long, and I expect to weigh 3,000 pounds. Old blue shark, man, he's a shark. And we got that thing up there, we take the chisel and cut that cable and let him go. And when we turn that thing loose, them shark just started to dive in and eat him up. So them shark out there have been eating flesh, you see, human beings. That's the reason why they're so vicious out there. And it wasn't too deep for water. Water runs 30 to 40 to 1500 feet, you can see the bottom is clear as near that cup.